Off the top in this hour, it is Red Tape Awareness Week, and one of the issues being highlighted by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business concerns home construction and home renovation. These are important issues, especially when it comes to building new housing. It's something we're not doing enough of in this country, right across the country, to meet the demand. So where is red tape getting in the way? So this would involve, you know, permitting for businesses that want to build or expand or renovate. You've got to get permits. There's a cost involved in that, but there's also a lot of hoops to jump through just in terms of the sheer amount of paperwork this all entails. So combined, that poses obstacles. So it's a good example of where red tape is a problem. So the CFIB, it's the 15th annual Red Tape Awareness Week. So one of the reports they've done is to analyze permitting costs and requirements for projects across the country. What do we see in terms of cost? What do we see in terms of, you know, the red tape, in terms of the paperwork? So there are some concerns here. Joining us for more, very pleased to welcome the program here this morning, Andrew Stenia, Senior Policy Analyst and Legislative Affairs in Alberta for the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Andrew, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
So these permits, this is residential, these are rather municipal jurisdiction, these permits. So what do these permits typically involve, first of all?
Certainly. So what we've looked at is we've taken a cross-country scan of, you know, a very simple renovation, mm-hmm. you know, turning a powder room in your house and transforming it into a full bathroom. And again, it just demonstrating how that even the simplest project can have a serious red tape, you know, permitting impact on that.
Okay. I mean, this isn't just about building new homes, but it's also about any kind of a renovation job. That all that requires getting some permits, having to go through all that red tape.
Yeah. But certainly. And we've looked across the country, and in, for example, Toronto and Vancouver, those are the worst offenders. Looking at Alberta specifically, in Edmonton and Calgary, you know, both cities only require 5 permits to get the powder room turned into a full bathroom, but Edmonton costs, you know, about $200 more in terms of permitting than Calgary. So that's just sort of your cross comparison.
Right. So it's interesting how much it varies. And Vancouver stands out, I guess, as maybe the worst of both worlds, because there's 11 different documents that need to be filled out and a total cost of over $2,000. So that seems to be the exception. It's interesting that some places there's a lower cost but more paperwork. Edmonton and Calgary seem to be examples of maybe fewer forms but a bit of a higher cost. So it's kind of a hodgepodge here.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, again, it demonstrates the variability in terms of red tape that exists across the country. And again, there's just so many avenues that governments can take just to cut this red tape. Again, as you mentioned in your sort of introduction, we talk about the housing issue that all of us are facing. And again, these are just simple, low-cost ways, you know, to address the housing crisis.
So what does this mean for businesses? So part of this is, you know, what members are experiencing, small business owners, and in trying to navigate all of this, what are they encountering?
So for small businesses, you know, they're not immune from the downstream impacts of the lack of accessible housing. 71% of small businesses, you know, across the country support increasing the accessibility of housing to allow employees to live closer to their workplace. So again, you know, think about Edmonton. You know, if you're a cafe owner, you know, operating in downtown Edmonton, where there's a, you know, shortage of accessible housing, it'll be more difficult to find someone to work for you, especially, you know, on Jasper Ave and those kinds of places.
Mm-hmm. How do we address this? I think people understand, you know, at some level, there is going to be some regulation and, you know, there's inevitably going to be some paperwork. But I mean, when it ranges from 5 permits in one city, 11 in another, like there seems to be way too much. So how much of that can we realistically cut out?
Well, so what we said, you know, the easiest way to do this, and there's lots of best practices across the country, and if municipalities look across, so, for example, in Kelowna, Kelowna uses an AI system that, you know, simplifies the process to get the permits done. So simple permits. They don't need to take 30 days to get approved. You know, these are simple things. Let's get it done and you move on, right? It's cost savings for government. It's cost savings for, you know, the renovation companies, those kinds of things. So just cost savings across the board.
Yeah, I mean, we have this technology. I mean, you know, automation seems pretty common in other sectors, right? And just being able to use that, that would speed things up. How transparent are cities in terms of, you know, processing times, like what the reality is? Are cities transparent about sharing that information?
So, obviously, it's an Alberta show and obviously specifically to Edmonton, but, you know, Edmonton is one of the best cities in terms of all reports in posting these times. So, and again, it's also clarity of information. Edmonton has done an excellent job, according to our report. You know, there's just a simple one-stop shop that you go to, and it lists all the permits that you need, and it's called a residential permit guide. You know, these things, again, just simplicity of it all, you know, that is super important. Again, it's all about clarity and certainty for businesses and obviously for homeowners.
Yeah. So there's a lot that municipalities can do. You know, that's an interesting point in this report points to how maybe the feds or the province could nudge things in the right direction. Like, could funding be tied to some red tape targets here, do you think?
Yeah. So one of our recommendations to both the provincial and the federal government, and this is sort of the big one, which is to tie some future funding for housing and infrastructure, you know, to requirements of municipalities to ensure, you know, a low administrative burden. So basically, by lowering red tape, there's some sort of funding tied to your municipality.
Well, an interesting idea. Much more at CFIB.ca, including this report, Fleshing Out the Nonsense, an analysis of municipal renovation permitting across Canada. Again, CFIB.ca. Andrew, thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.